My name is Reza Jenkins, and I'm running for the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools Board of Education. I was inspired to run again because there is still a lot of work we have to do here in the Chapel Hill Carver City School District. 4 years ago, we had a new superintendent. We were writing and finishing up our strategic plan at the time. I had just joined the board along with two other new board members, and we began to dive into our finances, programs, and things like that. And it became apparent to me that we had some work to do as we started unpacking the declining enrollment, the true state of our finances, not just from a local perspective, but even from the reality of the state and federal government. But then also understanding the diversity of programs that we have, looking at those programs and tying it out with the outcomes of students and how it looked for students who graduated from our district. First, I want to make sure that we do implement a fiscal strategy that definitely aligns with our instructional programming, making sure that the programs that we have are yielding that high academic excellence that we want from our students while balancing our fiscal and financial sustainability. Also, I'm grateful that our taxpayers voted for and in support of our school facility bond. Our schools are old. Even our new buildings are getting older too. And so it's so important that our staff and students have safe, modern spaces to work and to learn. They spend a lot of time there. We want to make sure that we support our staff with professional development, making sure that our staff are staying up to date on all of the new educational practices and even the technology that's out there too, because this is an ever-changing society. How kids learn, what they need to know is changing constantly. So making sure staff have the professional development they need. And also, I want to make sure we continue to compensate our staff at the level that they deserve as professionals. That comes at a cost too, right? Balancing limited funds, but then also compensating your most valuable people, whether they're a bus driver, they're a teacher assistant, they do occupational therapy, they're the classroom teacher, they're the assistant principal, they're the crossing guard. Doesn't matter who they are in our schools, they deserve to get compensated well. So hopefully they can live in our community where they work. Chapel Hill Carver City Schools leads the way for a district in the state and across the country of working really hard to make sure that all students receive a high quality education. But we do have to be honest, we do have one of the largest opportunity gaps in the country when it comes to Black and Brown students and diverse socioeconomic groups. Some of the things that we've been looking at is having a more focused attention on student data and student outcomes. One thing we did implement was putting together our Student Success Committee. That committee and the board really is able to look at all the programs to make sure that whatever students' needs are, we can address it. But we do have a lot of programs, and so we have to take a look and make sure, are we getting the outcomes for students that we really want? Because we're finding not all of them are doing it in the best way, and there may be other programs that are doing it better, and they're fulfilling both areas. So it could be a particular student group or grade level. We really have to tighten that up a little bit and really focus on the programs that are meeting as many student needs as we can, but also from a financial lens too, unfortunately. It's important to really focus on the financial situation and the crunch that we find ourselves in. That's just the reality of it all. We have been looking at our finances in a silo from our programs. It's time for us to look at both together. One thing we don't want to do is we don't want to cut a program just off of finances. I don't mind investing that money if students are growing, if students are learning, because that's what we're supposed to do. It's not just on a financial basis. We are also looking at things from an educational standpoint, too, and outcomes for students. This is an exciting time that we get to build, if everything lines up, 3 new elementary schools in Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. So that means some of our oldest schools, Carver Elementary, Estes Hill, Frank Porter Graham, these schools will be replaced. I'm excited for these school communities. I travel around a lot. I see what new schools look like across the state and across the country. And those are wonderful. And I want that for our students and I want that for our staff. But in replacing a school, we have to have the discussion of closing potentially 1 or 2 other schools. We want to make sure they're at capacity so we can maximize the learning space and we can get as many kids and staff into new schools. So there may be some movement. That's tough. As exciting as it might be, that's going to be tough. We have such a strong school community at all of our schools. And I hope the community is willing to sit down, work with us, know that we are focused on making sure we have the best interests of our students and our staff at heart so we can come to a solution where when we open Carbor Elementary first, there might be some new students who haven't gone to Carbor before, but it'll be exciting because they'll be part of this new beautiful school that we have that is safe and modern with all the great staff there. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone, Reza Jenkins, who is committed to our students and our staff. I love our kids. I love seeing them each and every time I visit them, each and every time I get to shake their hands at graduation. I love seeing staff who I've known for years and even new staff who've come into our district. And so I just want them to think of somebody who loves our schools, loves our students, loves our staffs and our community.